Hey, good evening and welcome everyone to Osakis High School. It's the Section 6AA North opening round of volleyball playoff action tonight on YouAreThereSports.com. Hello everyone, I'm Rick Graham and thanks for joining us here as the Pioneers have come to Osakis to face the third-seeded Silver Streaks tonight. This will be the second meeting of the year. The first time around was over in Piers. It was the first night of school back in session. As the Silver Streaks picked up the 3-1 win at the MAC in Piers back on September the 2nd. Since then, Coach Kirsten Wessel's squad has gone on to have an outstanding 20-win season, 20-7 to be exact. That was good enough to earn them the number 3 seed in the north half of Section 6AA. Melrose is the top seed. Sauk Center, the 2 seed. This Osakis team is third. The 4-5 seeds went Little Falls Holdingford. The 6 seed is Piers. 7th seed is Staples Motley. And the 8th seed is Long Prairie Gray Eagle. So tonight's opening round matchups with winners advancing to Tuesday night's second round. The winner of this match, Piers Osakis, will face the Sauk Center Staples Motley winner on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at the site of the high seed, likely to be Sauk Center. In the other half of the bracket tonight, 5th-seeded Holdingford is in Little Falls tonight, facing the 4th-seeded Flyers. And 8th-seeded Long Prairie Gray Eagle has made the trek to Melrose, facing the top-seeded Lady Dutchman. The Holdingford Little Falls winner will play the Long Prairie Gray Eagle Melrose winner on Tuesday. And that's a 7 o'clock match at the high seed. Third round action, or what amounts to the subsection championship, will be played a week from last night. So 6 days from now, Thursday is what I'm trying to say. And it'll be at Sauk Rapids Rice High School at 6 o'clock. The section finals will be 2 days later on Saturday, November 1st, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the campus of the St. Benedict's College in St. Joe. The other half, the south half of Section 6AA, also getting underway tonight. You've got the 6-3 seed match there. Foley is at St. Cloud Cathedral. 7th-seeded Painesville is at number 2 Albany. The winners play on Tuesday in the bottom half of the south bracket. The 5th seed is Dassel Kakato. They're at 4th-seeded Annandale tonight. And 8th-seeded Howard Lake Waverly Winstead on the road at number 1 Ricori tonight. So they likewise, as the north half, will move on to Tuesday's second round action at the site of the high seed. We'll take a break. We'll have more on the pregame show. It's Section 6AA volleyball tonight. Piers and Osakis both in black. And the Pioneers are trying to pull an upset. They got a game off the Silver Streaks back on September 2nd. But they need to do a lot more tonight against this Osakis team. We'll be back. We'll look at other action that was played last night, including some Central Minnesota Conference teams in other sections. And we'll do that after this. It's Pioneer Playoff Volleyball, as it has been all year long on YouAreThereSports.com.
Slow here, a candidate for Morrison County Sheriff. I have worked with Morrison County Sheriff's Office for the past 12 years as a patrol deputy, 9 of them as senior canine handler. I have worked multiple roles within the office, allowing me to understand the many functions of the office. As your next possible sheriff, I will bring to the citizens and employees honesty, integrity, and commitment to take on the challenges that lie ahead to make our community a safer place to live. Please check my website out at RussellForSheriff.com. I would appreciate your vote on November 4th. Prepared and paid for by Russell for Sheriff Campaign.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Robbie Skiba. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Thank you for supporting the sponsors who pay for these broadcasts as the fall sports seasons are coming to a close. We wish the teams good luck in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers.
Yes, the voice of one Mr. Robbie Skiba. He and the Pioneer football team open their playoff action tomorrow night at home against Mora. The Mustangs will be in Pierce for a 7 o'clock kickoff semifinals of Section 5 3A as the Pioneers look to make it back-to-back Section 5 3A championships. It starts tomorrow night. First round bye for Coach Leo Polkamp's squad. Mora, a big win over Pine City. But we'll talk a lot about that tomorrow when we set our sights on football. Tonight, total concentration on the volleyball team as the Pioneers and Coach Sandy Tauges and the Silver Streaks and Coach Kirsten Wessel. Pierce finished 7th in the Central Minnesota Conference, 1-6 within the conference. They are 6-18 overall. Osakas has lost just one match, not in a weekend tournament. And that was on October 7th here against Belgrade Brutin El Rosa when the Jaguars were winners 3-0 over Osakas that night. So winners go on Tuesday night. The loser is done for the season. Final announcements being made here for the crowd. And we will have starting lineups and first serve coming up next.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking for a new home, a brand new patio home by chance? I have one for you in Pierce. This two-bedroom, two-bath home on the west side of town could be yours. Check out this master suite. You've got to see it to believe it. For more information on this home and any other home you might be looking for, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowners coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
All right, we're back at Osakas High School tonight. The big red O right in the middle of the floor here. Osakas, a member of the Prairie Conference. They won. They have the Prairie Conference split into divisions, and the two division winners then play off for the overall conference title, and that was held on Monday with Osakas defeating Browerville in that Prairie Conference champion. So Pioneers are facing a conference champ here tonight as Coach Tauges and the Pioneers looking to pull the 6-3 upset tonight over Osakas. Here are the lineups for Osakas and their head coach Kirsten Wessel. They will start Ariel Chalmers, 5'6 senior. Good back row player. Abigail Stroke, one of their setters, a 5'7 junior. Mackenzie Stallo, another setter. She's a 5'6 senior. Only four seniors on this Osakis roster, so they're a young squad, but very good. The libero is a 5'6 junior. Libero meaning she's a defensive specialist. Can't go into the front row and attack. She can serve. Doesn't have to report into the official. They freely and liberally substitute her right off the bench for a player. That's Allie Shear, 5'6 junior. Up front, the power for the Osakis Silver Streaks. Brittany Saddlemeyer, a 5'10 junior hitter. In the middle, Taylor Spahala, a 5'10 senior outside hitter. And also in the middle, Joanna Bugard, a 6-foot senior. We'll hear a lot from those frontline girls tonight. They're pretty powerful up front. And as usual, Pioneers will be outsized up front. The front row going 6 foot, 5'10", 5'10", for Osakis. For the Pioneers as the teams meet at the net and wish each other good luck. The familiar lineup, a little bit of a different look. It's Cassie Schmea, 5'9", sophomore. Jessica Hawks, the setter, 5'8", senior. Rebecca Ottman, 5'7", sophomore, outside hitter. Brianna Hopkins, 5'8", sophomores in the lineup tonight. As are a couple of seniors up front, Rachel Vernig, 5'8", senior, and Kendra Fisher, the 5'11", senior. Final instructions being given to the players by the coaches. Piers and Osakis in the 6-3 subsection matchup. Referees waiting patiently out on the court. Line judges are ready. The band has put their horns away. Matt Taugis and Kayla Carter are ready to do the filming. And the teams take the court. Piers first out. They'll be in the court to our left. Fisher, Vernick, Hawks, Hopkins, Ottman, Schmea, with Claire Reardon ready to check in as the libero. And she will come in for Rebecca Ottman in the back row, middle back. And here comes Osakis. Silver Streaks and Pioneers second meeting. They met on the opening night of school, September 2nd. Seems like a long time ago. Referees checking the rotation for Osakis. They'll substitute in their libero now. That's Shear, Allie Shear, 5'6 junior. Comes into the back row for Joanna Bugard. Osakis has the opening serve. And the referee blows the whistle. And playoff volleyball is underway. Reardon takes the serve, and it'll be out of play. First point to Osakis. One nothing serve for the Silver Streaks. Opening serve was off Reardon. This one is played by Vernig to Fisher. Gets it over. Now Shear plays it to the front row. Tipped across to Fisher. Hawks now setting it up for a Rachel Vernig attack. That's played by Osakis. At the net, Fisher can't get to it. It's out of play. 2-0 Silver Streaks. Ariel Chalmers is the server for Osakis. At 2-0. Sends that one. Oh, and that one went off of Reardon. That was headed long, and Claire at the last moment put the arms out. And now she's going to be replaced in the back row by Rebecca Ottman. 3-0 start for the Streaks. Chalmers again. Soft serve over to Ottman, or to Hopkins, and she sends that one into the Pioneer bench. These are not hard serves that are not being returned by the Pioneers. 4-0. Chalmers again. That one to Schmea. Good pass to the net. Hawks wants Vernig. Played in the back row. Osakis now. Near side. Blocked up front by Fisher. And we've got the silver streaks in the net. First point for the Pioneers. And now Reardon will come back in and Ottman will leave. Top of the service rotation, Jessica Hawks. 4-1 Osakis, first game. And Hawks sends it across. Good serve. Here's Chalmers winding up and Reardon with a good dig in the back rope. Passed across by Fisher. And winding up and missing wide. And it's 4-2. That hit attempted by Saddlemeyer just missed it wide. So 4-2 now, Pioneers. Down two with Hawks at the line. Hawks into the net. 5-2 Osakis. And now it's Abby Strope to serve. 5-2 lead for the Silver Streaks. Looking to move on, as are the Pioneers. Here's a floating serve to Reardon. Over for Vernig from the back line and played over by Hawks. In the middle, bumped across, and we've got the Pioneer in the net. Cassie Schmea, I believe. So it's 6-2, and Osakis' stroke will serve again. And it's across. This is Reardon up to the net for Hawks. Wants near side tip for Vernig, played by the libero for Osakis. Hawks now off for Hopkins and knocked over by Vernig. Now, far side hit, blocked up front by Fisher. Good diving dig in the back row by the libero. And then a long hit delivered by Spahala. 6-3. Pioneers get the point, and Rachel Vernig's turn to serve. And the senior Vernig plays it back to the libero. That is Shear. Here's Hawks now for Hopkins. And Fisher sends it to the Osakis back line. Played up near side off a tip at front. That was Spahala. Hawks for Ottman off the block and down. And Rebecca Ottman delivers a big hit. 6-4. Becca with 71 kills on the year coming in. 6-4, and the serve from Rachel Vernick. Good one. Here comes Osakis winding up in the middle with a kill is Saddlemeyer. Little doubt about that one. And now Joanna Bugard checks in. Seven, four, Schmea, up front Hawks. Bumped across, that is Fisher. To the net, Osakis. Got it over to Ottman. Hawks in the middle again for Kendra, and that's wide. Missed wide left, and it's 8-4. Osakis by four with the serve. That's Spahala. Schmea, Hawks to Hopkins with a winner. Brianna Hopkins goes cross court. 8-5. Here comes Hannah Call into the lineup. Hannah will serve, replacing Kendra Fisher. 8-5 for Osakis in game number one. Best of five. Good serve. Played by Saddlemeyer. Saddlemeyer gets it back. Blocked by Schmea for a winner. Cassie Schmea up front denying on the outside hit attempt. 8-6. Hannah Call, sophomore, ready to serve again. To Shear in the back row. Passed over. Here's a near side hit attempt by Bugard, played by Hawks. Now it's Schmea in the middle. Rocket. Big hit there by Cassie Schmea, and the Pioneers are within 1-8-7. Pioneers seem to have settled after a rocky start. And out for the serving tie. Call. Plays it to the net. The Hawk. Off the block and out of Schmea. That was a winner delivered by Bugard up front. And now it's Kayla Sorensen into the front row. Osakis 9, Pierce 7. And the Silver Streaks, who have not trailed, and they give it right back on a long serve, 9-8. Saddlemeyer send it long. And now it is Brianna Hopkins' turn at the line. Brianna, that's low and in the net. Here comes Bailey Bozer to replace Hopkins, and Bailey will step back to the back row. 10-8, Osakis. Service to Call, up to Hawks. Here comes Vernig. Rachel didn't get all of it, and she hit it into the net, and she knew it. 11-8. Mackenzie Stallo serving. 5'6 senior, one of four seniors for Coach Wessel. Serves it to Vernig, up to Hawks. Wants Schmey in the middle, blocked up front. Big block by Bugard, the six-footer. Closed off the alley from Shmaya, and it's 12-8. Game one, about midway. Call to Hawks. Now it's Vernig. Vernig just a soft hit across. It'll give Osakis a chance in the middle, and that's a winner. Sorensen in front of the Pioneer bench, just inside the sideline. 13-8. Pioneers were within one and serving with a chance to tie. Now they've dropped behind by five again. Here comes Ottman, and that will be blocked and played by Osakis. Tipped across to Vernick. Now Hawks for Schmea, and Cassie got it across. Osakis plays it well, though. Hawks back up, wants Vernick, and Rachel sends it back to Saddlemeyer up front. Free ball at the net. Osakis can't get it. It's won by Ottman. 13-9, and now Reardon will serve. Claire comes in, replacing Becca Ottman. Service for Claire Reardon, low and in the net. And Coach Chalges just hangs her head. Playoff at any sport, at any level, unforced mistakes will kill you, and Pioneers have given up a couple of points on just bad serves. 14-9, service for Shear to Reardon. Reardon passes up front for Hawks. Here comes Vernig outside hit. Shear played it well. Tipped across. Vernig plays it over to Call at the net. Block. Pioneers again. Schmea. Shear another dig. Now it's Osakis playing it to the back row where Bailey Bozer up front. Hawks want Schmea. And it's long. Way long. Cassie too much. 15-9. Kendra Fisher comes back in. Fisher for Call. At the, now Coach Talges is up quickly to make another change. Rebecca Ottman will enter the game, replacing Claire Reardon. 14-10 in favor of Osakis. They've led since the opening serve. Here's Schmea. Cassie to the near side. Oh, there's a winner. That deflected off Taylor Spahala into the Osakis coaching staff. 14-11. Again, Schmea over Spahala. Up front, here comes a tip across, denied by Fisher and Vernig. Now racing over is Schmea to play it, and that hit goes long. Just missed from a middle hit up front from Sorensen. And the Pioneers are right back within two now. 14-12. Service again for Cassie Schmea. Sends it to the middle where Fisher hammers a free ball, dug by Shear. Sorensen from the outside, blocked by Vernig. Now Schmea up for Hawks. Wants Vernig on a tip. Dug out, played by Osakis. They got it over. Now Schmea up for Hawks. Fisher winds up, block. Kendra to Hawks for a winner. Kendra Fisher kept that one alive and got it to Hawks, who found a soft spot in the defense. And again, the Pioneers are within a point with the serve. 14-13. Schmea got it over to Spahala. Coming over Chalmers. Now it's over to Reardon. Reardon up front. Hawks in the middle. Tipped by Fisher and down. We're tied at 14. Pioneers now will serve for their first lead. 14 apiece. Good resiliency by the Pioneers. Twice they've fallen behind by five and battle back. This is our first tie. Here comes an outside hit. Sorensen regains the lead. Big hit there. He's a 5'8 sophomore. And it's 15-14. Here comes Ariel Chalmers back to serve. Osakis by one, 15-14. Nice crowd here tonight at Osakis. Long serve. We're tied again. 15 all. And it's Hawks. Bulls are out. Hopkins in. Vernig, Fisher, Hopkins, Reardon, Shmaya, Hawks on the court. 15 apiece. Jessica for the lead. Good serve. Played nicely in the back row. Here's Stallo in the middle, and that one is in, says the line judge. She dropped the flag, indicating it just caught the line. And Osakis gets the side out serve at 16-15. Good student crowd here for Osakis tonight. Here's Reardon. Good pass up front. Hawks wants Hopkins, and Hopkins! Boy, did she cut that one. A bad angle hit, and she got it. It's tied at 16. Vernig to serve. Rachel Vernig ready. Ooh, low and in the net. At least the third one of those tonight from a Pioneer server, and it's 17-16. Cheer will leave. Bugard back in. Front row. And the Osakis serve with a one-point lead. Vernig off now, up front, tipped across, and Vernig dives. Didn't get it. It hit the floor. Pioneers a little late to react. And it's 18-16. Osakis, game one. Another serve. This is Ottman, up front, Hawks. She wants Hopkins, and Hopkins delivers a good hit, but a good dig in the back row, and Osakis will miss long on a hit. Just long. Boy, they've had some close calls, and now Call will come back to serve for Fisher. And again, it's an 18-17 ball game by one. Osakis twice has had five-point leads. Here's Hannah's serve. That one is going to be just inside the line, played up to the net, racing up. They can't get it. Saddlemeyer tried to tip, but it was just out of her range and went into the net and dropped to the floor, and we're tied at 18. And now Hannah for the lead. Hannah Call. Good serve. Saddlemeyer up for Straup. Near side, winding up, dug by Ottman. Hawks back for Becca Ottman. Down the line and in, and the Pierce Pioneers have their first lead. Rebecca Ottman sneaks it inside the line, and it's 19-18. If you want a lead, you want it late. Here's Hannah Call again. Off up front, tipped at the net, played over on a free ball to Vernig. Hawks back sets for Hopkins, down the line and in, 20-18. And a timeout for Kirsten Wessel and Osakis. The Pioneers lead by two. We'll be back nearing the end of game one after this.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
All right, we are back at Osakis after the Silver Streaks took a timeout. Hannah Call serves long, and it's 20-19, Pierce in game one. Osakis with the serve. They send it across to Call. Hawks sets it for Ottman, and that is wide, and it's 20-20. So back-to-back points for Osakis coming out of the timeout. to tie up game one at 20 apiece. And it's over to Vernig. Vernig for Hawks. Hopkins off an Osakis block at the net. Free ball at the net played by Ottman over. Shear now in the middle for Straup. Here comes a hit for Bugard played by Becca Ottman. Hawks wants Vernig from the attack line. Over for Shear. Stroop for Stalo. Played up by Ottman. Now Hawks comes up to the net. And Rebecca Ottman free balls it across. Another set. Middle hit coming in down off a block of Hopkins. That's Kayla Sorensen. And Osakis has scored three straight to regain the lead, 21-20. Serve to Vernig, and it's just to the net. Schmea off a block and down. Schmea got a good feed and hammered it off the block to tie it up at 21. And Brianna Hopkins will serve. Gets the whistle from the tower official, and Hopkins sends it to the corner. Played there to the net. Sorensen tipped, and it's into the air where Vernig dives and knocks it over the net. Now it's played by Stallo. Blocked up front by Cassie Schmea for an ace. 22-21, Schmea with the block in the middle. Oh, they gave the point to the Silver Streaks. They say that the Pioneers were in the net, so it's 22-21 Osakis. Here's the serve. Call to Hawks. Pushes it for Vernig. Rachel rips a winner. Now it's 22 apiece. Rachel Vernig with the attack. 22-22. What a start to this playoff volleyball match tonight. Here's Claire Reardon to serve. Reardon across to Shear. Up now, Stallo blocked up front but down. That's a winner for Sorensen. And it's 23-22 Osakis. And they are serving with the one-point lead. It's the libero, Ally Shear, to Reardon. Reardon for Hawks. Now it's Vernig winding up to Shear in the back row. Stallo up ahead, winding up, and that is long. Oh, we got a violation in the net. In the net, and it's game point. Pioneers are down now 24-22. Game point, Osakis. Ally Shear to serve for game one. Across to Reardon. Vernig off for Schmea. Schmea down the line. Shear, trouble, and it's down. Winner for Cassie Schmea. 24-23. Into the front row comes Kendra Fisher and Schmea to serve. Pioneers need this point to force extra points. 24-23. It's still game point for Osakis. Schmea for Saddlemeyer. Up front, this is Stallo. One source, and it's way long, and it's 24 apiece. That one hit on the out of bounds on the baseline of the basketball court where Kayla Carter would dominate down in that level of the gym. Here's a serve at 24 apiece. Stallo in the middle, bumped across, and Schmea plays it on a great dive over. Stallo in the middle for Sorensen, over for Hawks. Fisher tips. Saddlemeyer plays it. Tip to the back line, and Schmea. Now it's Bozer, tipped over by Vernig, and Osakis scrambles. They've got a setup here for Sorensen. They tipped it across to Vernig. Hawks in the middle. Fisher winds, and it is long and wide. Pioneers say it was tipped. Pioneers claiming a tip, but the referee says no after a quick check. Rachel Vernig still asking for the tip call, didn't get it. And again, it's 25-24, game point for Osakis and Ariel Chalmers. And a timeout, Pioneers. Coach Talges uses a timeout with the game on the line. Back after this on YouAreTheirSports.com.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
All right, we are back after the timeout. 25-24, Osakis with the lead, needing 1 point for the game. Here comes the Chalmers serve to Shmaya, and that's going to ricochet into the crowd, and Osakis has taken game one. Good battle. Let's hope it's an indication of the competitive level tonight. Osakis 26, Piers 24 in game one. The team switch sides, and game two comes back after this.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking for a new home, a brand new patio home by chance? I have one for you in Piers. This two-bedroom, two-bath home on the west side of town could be yours. Check out this master suite. You've got to see it to believe it. For more information on this home and any other home you might be looking for, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
Imagine a fire burning in your home with your family fast asleep. Smoke and heat intensify quickly. Every second counts. How will everyone escape? Without a plan, you may not know the best route to safety. Hi, I'm Rick Grammond, representing the Pierce Fire Department. Create an escape plan and make sure everyone in your home practices it. Plan two routes of escape from every room and designate a meeting place outside the home. Remember, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department and youaretheresports.com.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Piers area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
All right, welcome back to Osakis, where these two teams went at it hard in game one with the Osakis Silver Streaks prevailing 26-24. The Pioneers had a 20-18 lead. Osakis took a timeout, scored three straight to grab the lead. Pioneers would tie it up, but would never regain the lead as Osakis wins by two, which you must do, 26-24. Osakis will now be in the court to my left. Pioneers over to the court to my right. And Piers will have the opening serve, and it'll start with senior Jessica Hawks. Pioneers oh so close in game one. There's the whistle, and Hawks delivers the serve. Here we go. Underway. Here comes Saddlemeyer. Good dig. Shmaya in the middle. Tipped and blocked by Osakis for a point up front. That was Brittany Saddlemeyer getting those long arms up there. 1-0. And the serve will start with Abby Strope, and she does the Pioneers a favor, serving it low into the net. 1-1. Piers and Osakis tonight in volleyball action. Winner Tuesday will be at more than likely Sauk Center, the two seed. Here is a Claire Reardon serve. Here's Oseka. Saddlemeyer winds up blocked. Big block by Kendra Fisher, and it's 2-1 Pioneers. Reardon again to serve at 2-1. Claire to Allie Shear up front for Strout. Blocked but out. Another near ace block by Fisher, but this one she couldn't keep within the lines, and it's 2-2. And the serve will come now to Osakis's Taylor Spahala. Spahala knuckles that one to the net, and oh, big hammer down. Big hit by Brittany Saddlemeyer. The serve received was floated back to the net, kind of into the neutral zone, right up over the net, and it was all Saddlemeyer. Near ace, and it will be flipped out of bounds on a diving dig attempt by Schmea, and it's 4-2 Osakis. Here's another Spahala serve. Played. Here is an attack. Back row dig by Vernig. Rachel gets it back. Plays it at the net, and it's a winner by Kendra Fisher. Nearly dug out by Mackenzie Stallo, but not able to be played up in the air, and it's 5-2. They say Fisher in the net. Boy, I've not seen a lot of definitive calls from the referees tonight. There's a hit long from the middle. 6-2, Osakis. This is Spahala at the service line. Spahala grazes the top of the net. It got over, and now it's into the net off the play from Ottman. 7-2, Osakis. Six straight silver streak points. Piers had a very brief 2-1 lead. They're down a game. Serve long. 7-3. That stops the run of Spahala. And in comes their libero, Allie Shear. She assumes the middle back spot in the defensive alignment for Coach Kirsten Wessel. Here's Hannah Call into serve, and she delivers it into the net. 8-3 Osakis. And Brittany Saddlemeyer will serve. Saddlemeyer gets the whistle, takes one step and launches a serve off the net and over to the Pioneer side. Now they're scrambling. They won't get it over. 9-3. We might see a quick timeout here by Coach Tauges. Yep, there it is. Timeout, Piers. They're down 6. 9-3 in game 2 to the Silver Streaks. Back on You Are There Sports after this.
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
Back at Osakis High School tonight, where Piers drops a close 26-24 game one decision. They've fallen behind now 9-3 in game two. Back to play as Osakis continues to serve. Hawks, Ottman, Hopkins, Call, Vernig and Schmea on the court. Spahala to Hopkins, Brianna for Vernig, and now it's over by Hawks. Up front, play to the net, and Stallo will send it wide into the home crowd to give the Pioneers the side out at 9-4. And here comes Leah Furman to serve. First appearance for Leah tonight. 9-4 Osakis lead, game two. Leah runs up and hammers it across. Good serve. Paul played back to Hannah Call. Wants Hawks now in the middle. Played over and Cassie Schmea. Far side hit coming for Bugard and Vernig. And the Pioneers can't play it. Vernig and Call collided in the back row, both going for the ball. And the Osakis Silver Streaks have a 10-4 lead and the serve. This is Stallo. to Call. Passes up front. Hawks. Back sets over for Ottman off the block. There's a winner for Becca Ottman to make it 10-5. And Becca's going to serve now. Played over there on the far side. That was Strope. Strope sends it across to Hannah Call. Vernig winds up for the winner. Rachel Vernig from the near side makes it 10-6. Left little doubt about that one. Another serve for Becca Ottman. Down four, 10-6, game two, down a game. Rebecca over for Straup. Up to the middle, Stalo, and that's Straup played nicely by Call. Up front, Schmea rips one down. Cassie Schmea. And it's 10-7. Another serve for Ottman. So the Pioneers trying to reel the Osaka Silver Streaks back in here. They were effective in game one. Couple of nice little runs to catch up after five-point deficits. Now Hawks with a tip. Played Stalo to the back row. One-handed up by Call. Vernig will give Furman a chance, and Furman will send it wide. 11-7, Osakis. Piers led 2-1. Then Osakis had a run and assumed the lead, and it's at four right now with the serve for Allie Shear. Shear into the net, 11-8. Here comes Kendra Fisher. Schmea to serve. Down three. Cassie Schmea, sophomore. That one to the back row, played by Spahala. Up front, knocked across by Stroop to Claire Reardon. In the middle, tipped across by Fisher. Now Osakis will free ball it from the back row. Here's Fisher at the net for Hawks. Pushes it across for Vernig, and the Pioneers were in the net. Hawks clipped the net with her hand, and it's 12-8. And here comes Ariel Chalmers in to serve for Coach Kirsten Wessel. Osakis 12, Piers 8, game 2. Here's the serve, and that's into the net. 12-9. Again, Piers lost 3-1 at home against Osakis on September 2nd. Hawks to serve, down 3. Jessica winds up and delivers one for a winner, an ace. 12-10, Hawks. Jessica had 40 aces from the service line during the regular season. 12-10 serve now. Hawks, good. Oh, boy, I thought that would crawl over the net. It hit the top tape and bounced back onto the Pioneer side. So many of those this year we've seen that momentum just carry the ball over. For you science fans, that's called inertia. It's 13-10. Here is a tip by Vernig. That didn't get over. It was blocked up front by Spahala. Now Rachel gets a second try to the back row for Chalmers. This is Spahala. A little soft hit covered up nicely by Vernig. In the middle, Strupp sets it across for Spahala. And that one, what's the call? It is ruled in. 14-10. Osakis. This is Strope to serve, and that one is to Hopkins. Hopkins in the middle now. Vernig comes racing over to tip it across. Stalo plays it to the back row with a quick pass where Schmea was waiting. Now Claire Reardon sends it across. Tipped at the net and down at the winner for Rachel Vernig. Vernig gets the serve back for Piers at 14-11. This is almost, not technically, but almost a must-win game for the Pioneers. Here's Saddlemeyer. Oh, boy. There's no defending that. A quick set to the net, and Saddlemeyer ripped it. And now it looks like she got poked in the eye. It's not Saddlemeyer. That's Strope. Ooh. Coach Wessel out quickly. I don't know if she's lost a contact or got poked in the eye or what, but yeah, it looks like a contact issue. I thought volleyball was a non-contact sport. She got punched? Kayla Carter says she got punched in the eye. Standing eight count delivered. 15-11 in favor of Rosakis. They've got the serve. And Schmea on the dig on the serve for Ottman. And now Kendra Fisher sends it to the back line for Osakis. Strup for Saddlemeyer blocked by the Pioneers. Now they'll play it with Vernig for Hawks. In the middle, Fisher winds up, but it's blocked by Brittany Saddlemeyer. She's a force in the middle, and it's 16-11. She had the first hit and then the block on that sequence. 16-11, Osakis in game two. Spahala sends it to Rebecca Ottman. Now it's Hawks for Hopkins, and again, there's Saddlemeyer. Blocked for Fisher. Tip blocked by Saddlemeyer. Pioneers again, Fisher. Trying to find an angle, and they'll send it long from Ottman. That's all Saddlemeyer up front, giving the Pioneer hitters nothing. 17-11. At the line to serve is Taylor Spahala. Spahala rips it to Vernig. Hawks, who does she want? She wants Ottman. Guess who at the net? Hawks again, pushes it back, tipped across and down. Brianna Hopkins with the changeup tip. And it's 17-12. They just cannot get it by Taylor Spahala. They're trying to figure out some way to distribute the ball and get it away from that block. 17-12 and call to serve. Hannah, let's go on a little run here. It starts with a good serve there by the libero, played over. And a tip, not able to be dug. That was Allie Shear getting it down. And it's 18-12. Brittany Saddlemeyer will serve. Up six and up a game in this playoff matchup here in Osakis tonight. To the back row, Vernig for Hawks, and back to Rachel. And Rachel, off a Sorensen tip, allows Osakis to set up an attack. And a hit is played in the back row, but out. That time it was Joanna Bugard who hit it to the Pioneer back line, and it was deflected backwards towards the wall. 19-12, Osakis. Another serve for Saddlemeyer. Brittany directs the serve towards Vernick. Free ball at the net. That's a freebie for Kayla Sorensen. 20-12, Osakis. I'm thinking if Osakis gets this point, it's timeout time again. Saddlemeyer. They're not even going to wait for the next point. Timeout for Coach Tauges, her second, as the Pioneers will need a big rally here in game two. They trail 20-12 to Osakis.
Dan Rushlow here, a candidate for Morrison County Sheriff. I have worked with Morrison County Sheriff's Office for the past 12 years as a patrol deputy, nine of them as senior canine handler. I have worked multiple roles within the office, allowing me to understand the many functions of the office. As your next possible sheriff, I will bring to the citizens and employees honesty, integrity, and commitment to take on the challenges that lie ahead to make our community a safer place to live. Please check my website out at rushlowforsheriff.com. I would appreciate your vote on November 4th. Prepared and paid for by Russell for Sheriff Campaign.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Robbie.
All right, we are back in Osakis, where the Pioneers trail 20-12 to the Silver Streaks in game two. Saddlemeyer, back row for call. Now Hawks. This is going to be Vernick getting it over. Saddlemeyer passes up front. This is Stroop winding up. Sorensen, Pioneers won't get it. A winner for Kayla Sorensen, and it's 21-12. Here's another Saddlemeyer serve to call. Up front at the net, tipped and down. Joanna Bugard makes it 22-12. Ten-point lead for the Silver Streaks. Call plays it up for Hawks. Off for Hopkins. Blocked at the net by Bugard. Now Hawks in the middle for Schmea. Tipped across and down. Cassie Schmea makes it 22-13. Service for the Pioneers, Leah Furman. 22-13, Osakis. Furman to the near back for Stallo at the net. Played up to Hawks. Hawks, they're going to call her for a carry. No, they got Osakis. 22-14. Here's Furman again. Leah at 22-14 to Saddlemeyer. Sorensen, far side, outside hit attack. Call was there and ready. Ottman plays it to the back roll. Pass to the net, tipped around and down. A winner, that is Mackenzie Stallo for Osakis, using the right hand to make it 23-14. This is Mackenzie Stallo now, who just delivered that tip. She's back to serve. Hawks wants Ottman. Ottman with a tip. Covered up nicely by the libero. Now it's back row. Vernig, Furman. Pioneers will get it over with Leah pushing, or excuse me, Rachel setting it up. There's a hit attempt by Strupp, denied up front. Now Hawks punches it across to the back line. Call, who comes over? It's Ottman. And Rachel Vernig sends it across to Bugard. Bugard up front. Bugard gets it back. And that one is long. Boy, did Rachel keep her eye on that one all the way to the line and made sure it was just going to sneak long, and it's 23-15. Ottman will step back to serve. Here's Becca. Back row, and that's going to be a winner off of Stroop in the back row. 23-16. Again, the winner advances to play on Tuesday, likely at Sox Center. They're home tonight as the 2-seed against 7th-seeded Staples Motley. Here's another serve. Ottman to Stroop. This time it's played over to Shear. Now Saddlemeyer. And that was an iffy one. Pioneers might have let that one go, but they got it inside the line that time on the second try. That was Rachel Vernig. 23-17. Never over. Here's Ottman again at 23-17. They've been down as many as 10 in this game at 22-12. Good serve to Saddlemeyer. Now Shear in front of her own bench. This will be a free ball for Sorensen. See if the Pioneers can set it up. In the middle, Schmea for Shear on the libero dig. Far side, Bugard hit it low and in the net. It's 23-18. 23-18. Pioneers have cut the lead in half. But there's very little margin for error here. Rebecca Ottman to Saddlemeyer. Up front, Stallo, and it's blocked up front by Schmea. Tipped to the Pioneers. It's Furman at the net for Hawks. Near side, Vernig. That's going to go long, and it's game point Osakis. Vernig from the near side hit it long, and it's Osakis 24, Piers 18. And serving for game two, the libero, Allie Shear, looks like she'll come out. She's got a wrap on her left thigh, pulled muscle apparently, and that came undone. So she comes out, and Coach Wessel will allow Joanna Bugard to serve here for the game. Bugard low. That's why she doesn't serve. 24-19. They all look to the bench to see if Shear had gotten that taped up again, ready to come in. Now Bugard will check out. And this is a new player. Morgan Stallo is going to come in. This is her first appearance tonight. She's a 5'8 sophomore. Goes into the back row. Pioneers need to score 7 in a row to win. 24-19. Spahala plays it up for Mackenzie Stallo. Tipped across to Sorensen, where Leah Furman was there. For Hawks, now Vernig blocked and out. Pioneers stay alive in game two. A winner for Rachel Vernig. 24-20. Cassie Schmea at the line to serve. Here's Cassie winding up. Saddlemeyer, this is Fisher on the free ball across. Hawks for a near side hit again, Vernig. This one kept alive by Osakis. Sorensen tips it wide, and we're one step closer. 24-21. Osakis claiming a tip, but no good. Referees say no, it's Pierce Point, and serve continues at 24-21. Schmea across, and that's mishandled, and it's 24-22. Saddlemeyer and Spahala, a little mix-up in communication. It was 24-19 when this service started, so three straight for Cassie. But she needs to keep it going. 24-22 serve to Saddlemeyer in the middle back. Up front, this is Stallo off a block. Furman dives to keep it alive. Hawks tips it across. Now up front, Abby Stroop, and free balled over. This will give Piers a chance. Hawks, who does she want? She wants Vernick. A little punch across the net. Coming up is Saddlemeyer at the net. Tipped across. We got a streak in the net. 24-23. Did that sound bad? It did. Did not sound good. A streak in the net. 24-23. Timeout, Osakis. Timeout, Silver Streaks, as the Pioneers refusing to go away in game two. We'll be back with Schmay at the service line after this on YouAreTheirSports.com.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Robbie Skiba. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Thank you for supporting the sponsors who pay for these broadcasts as the fall sports seasons.
Okay, we come back. It's 24-23. Schmea to serve. Across to Saddlemeyer. Up to the net to Stallo in the middle. And that one is in, and it's the game. Just inside the line. And Osakis has taken game two. Two close ones. Unfortunately, both in Osakis' favor. And now the Pioneers are faced with the daunting task of having to win three in a row to continue their season. Osakis takes game two, 25-23, to assume a two-game-to-none advantage. Game three after this.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking for a new home, a brand new patio home by chance? I have one for you in Piers. This two-bedroom, two-bath home on the west side of town could be yours. Check out this master suite. You've got to see it to believe it. For more information on this home and any other home you might be looking for, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowners coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177, or in the Foley area, contact them at 968-6217.
Sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
All right, game three begins with a serve for Osakis, up two games to none. And a burning hit is blocked up front for an ace for Saddlemeyer to give Osakis the 1-0 lead. Two games to none, Osakis. 26-24, 25-23. Verdict up to the net. Hawks denied by Saddlemeyer again. Saddlemeyer with a block, and it went back off of Hawks for the point to make it 2-0. And the service for Osakis. This is Chalmers. Hawks near side. This is tipped across by Vernig. On one hit, back to the Pioneer side where Fisher will get it to the libero at the net. Vernig with a tip and down. Rachel makes it 2-1. First Pioneer point in game three. Two very close games so far, both going in Osakis' favor. Hawks to serve. Pioneers need to really almost play error-free volleyball for the majority of the rest of this match. They need to win the final three to stay alive. Fisher tips it over. Saddlemeyer at the net. Here's Vernig with a directional tip. Good cover there by Stallo. Winding up is Spahala, blocked by Fisher. Now Hawks passes to the middle, and there was Saddlemeyer to deny Fisher. Brittany Saddlemeyer with another ace block, and it's 3-1. At the line to serve now, Abigail Stroh. Saddlemeyer led the team, no surprise, with 170 kills this year and 52 blocks. It seems like she's almost had that many tonight. There's a point for the Pioneers off a tip, a hit off a block that dropped, and it's 3-2. Pioneers within one. Here's Reardon to serve. Claire back for Allie Shear. Up to the net. Strope wants Saddlemeyer, and that's a finish. 4-2 Osakis. And it's Taylor Spahala. Osakis' football team, like Pierce's, is in action tomorrow night in a section semifinal. There's a serve by Spahala into the net to make it 4-3. Osakis in 6AA. They play at Holding Ford tomorrow night. That's a 3-2 seed. Pierce, of course, home to Mora tomorrow night in a 1-5 matchup. Here's the tip across, played by Bugard, over now to Hawks. Up front, it's Shmea, just long. 5-3 Osakis. And coming in will be Kayla Sorensen, front row player to replace Ariel Chalmers. 5-3, Silver Streaks lead it in game number three. Here's Hawks, short set, and Cassie hit it long. 6-3. Boy, I'd hate to have Osakis end another one of our seasons here. They ended our baseball season in the spring down in St. Cloud. Here's Hawks winding up for Hopkins. Hopkins denied, but played up. Now Hawks pushes it across court for Ottman, and Ottman, that is in the net. Rebecca hit the net on her attempt to kill, and it's 7-3. Osakis by 4. Hannah Call, a little trouble handling that. Now the Pioneers will get to it, though, and it'll be Vernig sending it across. Saddlemeyer, and she got it over. Here's Hannah, our Hawks in the middle, denied up front. Big block. That time it was Joanna Bugard, all 6 feet. And her wingspan has got to be of a player that stands at least 6'1". 8-3. Another serve, Brittany Saddlemeyer. Vernig for Hawks, and here is Brianna Hopkins to the net, tipped over by Shmea. Now Saddlemeyer will send it to Vernig. Vernig up to the net. Hawks in the middle for Cassie. Cassie, and that is long. Pioneers want a tip. Back judge says yes, it was tipped. So Shmea will get the kill that time off the block. 8-4. And Leah Furman will serve. Pierce and Mora tomorrow night on what should be just a great fall night for football. Furman serve, played by Shear a little awkwardly, and Saddlemeyer will bump it over. Now Furman for Hawks in the middle. Shmea winds up off another block for a winner. Back-to-back points for Cassie Shmea and the Pioneers. 8-5. Furman to serve again. Leah sends it towards Mackenzie Stallo. Stallo got it back, races up, and she delivers a winner off a block. 9-5 now, Osakis with the lead. Pioneers have to win out now to keep their season alive, losing the first two tight games to Osakas. Call to the net, and they won't get it over. That'll be a four-hit violation, and it's 10-5 Osakas in game three. This is Mackenzie Stallo. Stallo sends it to Vernick. Free ball at the net. Sorensen for Strelp in the middle for Sorensen. Winner. 11-5. It's pretty easy to be impressed with girls like Brittany Saddlemeyer, Taylor Spahala, and Joanna Bugard up front. But I tell you, Kayla Sorensen is a nice fourth option up front in that attack line for Osakas. Here is Vernig. A crossed over, played to Furman. Now it's Hawks. Over for Rebecca Ottman, and she'll send it easily across where Osakas now will set it up. And that'll be rifled off the dig attempt of Hannah Call, a winner by Abby Strope. 11-5 Osakas. Time for another Pioneer rally here. It's kind of been the recipe so far. Osakas has moved ahead by about a half a dozen. Pioneers have pulled them back in. Here's Schmea winding up. Blocked to play. Strope tips it across to Schmea. What do we have? A whistle. And we got the silver streaks in the net. 12-6 becomes the score. And it's Rebecca Ottman's turn to serve. Ottman. That, ooh, would have gone long. Played, though, by Shear. They still have a chance. Off a block and down. Abby Strope from inside the near post. Makes it 13-6 Osakas. Osakas and Sox Center did not play during the regular season. Here is a Shear serve into the net to make it 13-7. Kendra Fisher comes in replacing Hannah Call up front as Cassie Schmea will now serve. And here's a Schmea serve just over and a winner. Allie Shear, the libero, tried to dig, but it ricocheted underneath the net. 13-8. Here's Cassie Schmea again, down by five now. Cassie to the near side, passed up. Stallo for Sorensen, hammers it home. Sorensen, a cross-court winner, and it's 14-8 Osakas. And now coming in to serve for the Silver Streaks is Ariel Chalmers. Osakas. Good serve to Schmea. Schmea, this will be tough to handle, and it goes out of play. You can just see that ball floating, and it came out of play to the scorer's table. 15-8 Osakas. Chalmers again. Over the net and down, 16-8 and 8. Again, the only non-tournament loss for Osakas was here on this court on October 7th when BBE swept the Silver Streaks in three. Every other loss of their seven has been in a tournament. Here's Vernig on a tip, knocked back by Saddlemeyer. Now Hawks to the middle where Vernig will send it to Chalmers in the back row. Short set, Saddlemeyer will get it down. Brittany Saddlemeyer, and it's 17-8 Osakas. Another serve for Ariel Chalmers. Vernig up front, Hawks across for Kendra and Fisher. Good play by Shear. Saddlemeyer on the tip to Furman. Now Hawks across. Rachel Vernig winds up, and Shear plays it off the shoulder. And Stroop can't get it over as it was denied by Kendra Fisher in the middle. And a block for Kendra Fisher. 17-9. Last night, the first Central Minnesota Conference team was eliminated. That was when Rockford got beat by Maple Lake in three. Down in Section 5AA. Here's a play at the net. Tipped by Vernig. Kept alive by Osakis. Winding up is Spahala. There was Hawks to play it. Hopkins over for Vernig down the line, but wide. 18-9 Osakis. Tonight, Maple Lake is... Actually, Tuesday night, Maple Lake will play Providence Academy in their next round of action. Here's a service for Osakis to Claire Reardon for Hawks. In the middle, winding up is Vernig, played by Osakis. They've done a good job digging tonight. Not a lot of winners for the Pioneer offense. Here comes Vernig. She winds up blocked, played by Fisher, and it drops. Nobody came to get the ball, and it's 19-9 Osakis. Belgrade Brutinel Rosa is hosting Eden Valley Watkins tonight in Section 5A. Upsala is at home to Verndale. Swanville is at Browerville. Royalton's at Kimball tonight. Here's Hopkins passing a serve wide, and it's 20-9. We might see a timeout here. 20-9 Osakis, closing in on a closeout of the Pioneer season. At the line is Osakis' Abby Strulp, and there's a winner off Reardon in the back, 21-9. There's a timeout for the Pioneers. Osakis in firm control now, 21-9 in game three.
Imagine a fire burning in your home with your family fast asleep. Smoke and heat intensify quickly. Every second counts. How will everyone escape? Without a plan, you may not know the best route to safety. Hi, I'm Rick Grammond, representing the Pierce Fire Department. Create an escape plan and make sure everyone in your home practices it. Plan two routes of escape from every room and designate a meeting place outside the home. Remember, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and youaretheresports.com.
It's Osakis 21, Pierce 9 in game three. Osakis took the first two in close ones, 26-24 and 25-23. But they have put the foot down on the gas pedal here in game three. Now in the game is Jordan Reitel. A sophomore in the front row for Osakis. Strupp serve to Schmea for Hawks. And now it's Hopkins delivering. And there was Reitel. She gets it back and sends it into the back line. 22-9. Osakis with the lead. It's Abby Strupp to serve again. Across and off of Ottman, 23-9. Well, some of the same issues that have kind of handicapped the Pioneers all year have reared their heads again tonight, and just simple things like serve, receive, and serving. To Reardon. Plays it up to Hawks. In the right side, Vernon got it across. Near side, Reitel sends it to Reardon. Pass out, match point. 24-9 Osakis. And the serve is up to Fisher, over. Here's Reitel, not over. And the season continues for now. And Ottman will come in for Vernig. 24-10. Service for Claire Reardon. Played up to the net. Strupp in the middle. Off of Schmea and out. And there's the match. The final score, and it's Osakis moving on, while the Pioneers will wrap up the 2014 season, losing tonight in three to a very good Osakis volleyball team. We'll be back and begin the postgame show next.
sign up for Verizon Edge, now at Little Falls Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's a plan that lets you get a new Verizon Wireless 4G LTE smartphone when you want it. Every time you're ready to upgrade, just edge up with no upgrade fees and no finance charges. Visit Little Falls Radio Shack today to learn more.
Subject to customer and Edge agreement and credit approval. Edge up available after 30 days and 60% of original device paid.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking for a new home, a brand new patio home by chance? I have one for you in Piers. This two-bedroom, two-bath home on the west side of town could be yours. Check out this master suite. You've got to see it to believe it. For more information on this home and any other home you might be looking for, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Welcome, students and faculty. And now let's meet your high school math club, the Square Roots. Introducing our giant of geometry with an A-plus average in advanced trig. He's number 10 to the third power, the one and only Marvin the Calculator Poindexter.
Without adequate funding, some high schools this year will have to eliminate some sports and arts programs.
No one solves X and Y faster than this next guy. He's the king of calculus, the master of multiplying, number 6 to the third power, Pete Poodledog.
Without these programs, the high school learning experience is diminished. Not to mention, you may no longer be able to cheer for the football team, the band, or yes, even the math club.
Dan Rushlow here, a candidate for Morrison County Sheriff. I have worked with Morrison County Sheriff's Office for the past 12 years as a patrol deputy, 9 of them as senior canine handler. I have worked multiple roles within the office, allowing me to understand the many functions of the office. As your next possible sheriff, I will bring to the citizens and employees honesty, integrity, and commitment to take on the challenges that lie ahead to make our community a safer place to live. Please check my website out at RussellForSheriff.com. I would appreciate your vote on November 4th. Prepared and paid for by Russell for Sheriff Campaign.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Robbie Skiba. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Thank you for supporting the sponsors who pay for these broadcasts as the fall sports seasons are coming to a close. We wish the teams good luck in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
We are back at Osakis, where unfortunately for Pioneer fans, season ends tonight against a good Osakis team in three. Coach Tauchus joins me here up in the crow's nest at the high school. And boy, Coach, it's so hard to say it boils down to one thing, but if the Pioneers are able to hold that 20-18 lead and, you know, just finish that first game, who knows what happens here tonight in Osakis.
Yeah, you know, we hold that first set, and I agree with you, Rick. It's probably a whole different story because we're up, and the girls know they should have won that first set, and it's a momentum booster for you, and it carries you into your next set. We come out in the second set, and we start out flat and actually battled back and only lost by two.
Yeah, I think you were down 10. It was like 22-12, I want to say.
Yeah, it was a big lead they had, and the girls didn't quit. And you're right, we win that first set, you know, it's probably a whole different story.
It makes them think as the favorite all of a sudden here, they're back on their heels and what's going on. And momentum is a funny thing. I've seen it in every sport. You know, the best team doesn't always win, but sometimes also the best teams find a way to win.
Yeah, you're right. And they do have a very good quality squad. In the first time we met them this year, you know, they really did outmatch us. And we did take a set from them. And so I had a lot of confidence in the girls. We had a good week of practice. And I thought they could win this match tonight. They did not give up. They fought every single point. And I'm proud of them. They did a nice job tonight.
You know, overall, personnel-wise, I think you matched up pretty well. But except for one wild card, and that was Big Brittany Saddlemyer in the middle. Pioneers just didn't have an answer for her, especially on the block. You just couldn't find the angle, the seam, whatever, the attack to get away from her.
Yeah, she did a very nice job. You know, we just haven't ran against a middle that's that quick, running that quick three and the quick one this year. They did all right on the one, but on the three, they really had a difficult time trying to block it.
For the Pioneers, the season ends now 6-19. Always tough to say goodbye to seniors, and you lose another good class here tonight.
Yeah, you know, I lose some quality leadership with the girls that are going out tonight, and it'll be tough to replace them leadership-wise, talent-wise. I know we have girls coming up that, you know, you find ways to fill those talents. But that leadership they bring was immense.
Yep, the seniors that played their final match tonight, Jessica Hawks, Bailey Bozer, Rachel Vernick, Kendra Fisher, Caitlin Watashik, and unfortunately one girl that wasn't able to suit up all year due to a summer broken arm, but was involved every step of the way with you was Kayla Carter. So, like you said, some outstanding individuals that played their final games and matches tonight.
Yeah, they did, and they gave it their all. They did a nice job with these young girls, prepping them every match, and even within the matches and in sets. They did a great job with leadership.
You look down the Pioneer roster, I don't see an 11 under the grade. I mean, all the sophomores are coming back, and they're going to have now 2 years left. Unless somebody steps up and all of a sudden comes out of the woodwork as a current junior. Future looks pretty bright.
Yeah, we do have a young squad. We actually only have two juniors that played this year, so we are very young. You know, our JV squad was full of freshmen, so I do have some young talent coming up, so we should be strong for a few years.
It's so early, and the loss so fresh kind of in the front of your mind. Though, as you look back, though, what do you remember most about this year's Pioneer team?
You know, I guess some of the things I remember most is, you know, just first of all, how nervous the girls were at the beginning. I didn't know that they were even going to be able to complete a set, let alone a match, to being comfortable with each other on the court, whatever their role would be. They've really grown in the game in that sense.
Well, Sandy, it was a lot of fun watching, as you say, watching the girls mature and get comfortable with their game as year. The wins weren't always there, but I never doubted the compete level of this team. And that, as a coach and as a fan and just a watcher and observer, is sometimes that's a lot, 90% of the battle. The girls are coming out there willing to compete every night, no matter what you look at the one loss record is.
Yeah, you're right. We don't have a good win-loss record, but they did compete. And I say that's something that we really grew in competing and diving and getting after balls that we did not get after balls at the beginning of the season. I think part of that is that nervousness of doing something wrong. Learn from your mistakes, and that's how you grow and become a better player.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot for all your time and just being here all year long. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rick, for following us all year.
Sandy Touches, head coach of the Pioneers. It's a 3-game win tonight for Osaka. So they go to 21-7. They advance. They'll play on Tuesday, and that will be likely at Sox Center. Sox Center was the 2 seed and hosting 7-seeded Staples Motley tonight. And then quickly again, the other matchups tonight. We're holding Ford at Little Falls. That was the 5-4 matchup. And the 8-1 matchup was Long Prairie Gray Eagle playing at Melrose. So the fall volleyball season comes to a close in Osakis tonight. Yesterday, we'll take one final break and we'll do the final wrap-up of the season. We'll do that next.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking for a new home, a brand new patio home by chance? I have one for you in Piers. This 2-bedroom, 2-bath home on the west side of town could be yours. Check out this master suite. You've got to see it to believe it. For more information on this home and any other home you might be looking for, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Okay, we're back where the volleyball team loses tonight to Osakis, 3-0, 26-24, 25-23, and then 25-10. The game scores tonight. So the volleyball season ends tonight here in Osakis. The Pioneers finish 6-19. The cross-country season ended for the Pioneers yesterday as they ran in the Section 6 meet. That was held at Little Crow Golf Course in New London, Minnesota. We want to say good work by Kyle Becker, the Pioneers senior cross-country runner, as he was the top placer for the Pioneers with a 41st place finish. Kyle, a senior for the squad, running his last race. So the longtime cross-country runner, Kyle Becker, yesterday. Also, it was Jake Andres finishing 63rd. Also, Matt Jansen had an 89th place finish. Vitaly Damon finished 98th. For the Pioneer boys cross country team. Then you had Bryce Hoheisel was 110th in his finishing. You had Cole Andres finish 119 for the Pioneers. And as I scroll down, you look at Dan Tauges had a 161st place finish. Holding Ford, by the way, won the Section 6A Boys Championship. So congratulations to Holding Ford. Now on the girls' side of things, also ran yesterday, the two Dene sisters, Emily and Anna, from Eden Valley Kimball Watkins. Emily and Anna went 1-2 in the girls' race to lead the way for Eden Valley Watkins Kimball. But it was Piers running their team as well. Their top finisher was another senior, Maggie Gruber, with a 47th place finish for Maggie. So congratulations on a good career for Maggie Gruber of the Pioneers cross-country team for the girls. Brenna Andres finished 63rd. Brenna's got a bright future. She's just a seventh grader. Also, Ari Langer, a senior, ran her final race wearing the red and white. Ari, 71st yesterday at New London. Also on the New London course yesterday, finishing 99th and 100th were Dana Hennen and Taya Casper. Dana's a senior, so another senior finishing up her cross-country career for the Pioneers. Casper's a sophomore, so she's got a couple of years left to run. Also, it was Tyler Dombowski, a senior, finishing 138th for the girls. So those were your finishers. Holding Ford won the girls' meet as well. So they swept both the boys and girls section cross-country meet yesterday and advanced on to state. Cathedral was the runner-up in both boys and girls. So it'll be Holding Ford and Cathedral representing Section 6 in cross country. So tomorrow night, the only fall sport still going is football, and the number one seeded Piers Pioneers and Coach Leo Polkamp play their final home game of the season. They welcome in the Mora Mustangs tomorrow night. Mora is the number 5 seed. Mora upset, in a way, if you want to call it that. A 5-4 seed, tough to call that an upset, but the decisive nature of it, 43-6 over 4th-seeded Pine City, of more note than the 4-5 seeding. The final score, the bigger eyebrow raiser than the seeding upset. So that's a 7 o'clock kickoff, Piers and Mora tomorrow night, and what should be just a fabulous night for high school football. We look forward to that. Let's get a big crowd out there for the final home game of the season. If the Pioneers should win, they would play at Husky Stadium on the campus of St. Cloud State University on Saturday, November 1st. for the section championship, a section championship they won a year ago, defeating St. Cloud Cathedral. Cathedral and Foley, the other matchup in semifinal action tomorrow night in 5-3A. And that'll be played at Husky Stadium in St. Cloud. So, pregame show tomorrow night will get started about 6:30 with the kickoff at 7. Piers and Mora in football action. Want to thank all the girls. They made it a fun year, as I said, with Coach Challenges. Not always the wins and losses, but, boy, there were always a lot of smiles. That's the one thing you notice. A lot of smiles on the girls. They enjoyed playing, I believe, and enjoyed each other's company. And it was kind of a Duke's mixture when you look at it. As I said, no juniors. So you had, you know, if there's an age gap there, it doesn't seem big to guys my age, 2 years. But when you're talking a group of seniors and a group of sophomores, I think they meshed pretty well. So good year, and they'll come back with a lot of girls coming back. The sophomores on the roster this year, Casey Brashovsky, Brianna Hopkins, Claire Reardon, Rebecca Ottman, Leah Furman, Hannah Call, Cassie Schmea, all coming back as varsity players from this year with at least 2 years yet to play. So brighter days ahead, but not tonight. It's Osakis' night to shine. They sweep the Pioneers out of the playoffs with a 3-game-to-none win here on their home court, and they are likely to head to Sox Center on Tuesday night for their next round of action. We will see you tomorrow night from the football field in Piers. Piers and Mora, Section 5-3A semifinals on youaretheirsports.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening tonight and all season long to Pioneer Volleyball.